In this audio lecture, we are going to discuss the second act of the play, The Way of the World. I'll begin with a brief summary. This act opens in St. James's Park. Mrs. Fainall and Mrs. Marwood discuss their favorite subjects, men, and how to manipulate them. Beneath their apparent friendliness, they are wary of each other as they talk about Mirabel. Mrs. Fainall suspects, quite correctly, that Mrs. Marwood is in love with him. After Fainall and Mirabel enter, Mirabel and Mrs. Fainall stroll off and they leave Fainall and Mrs. Marwood alone on the stage. We now discover that Mrs. Marwood is Fainall's mistress and that he only married his wife, Mrs. Fainall, for her fortune so as to finance his love. However, their love includes neither faith nor trust. Fainall is sensitive to the fact that Mrs. Marwood's seeming enmity of Mirabel covers his attraction for her. The scene ends with mutual recrimination and a reconciliation as they leave the stage when Mirabel and Mrs. Fainall return. The conversation of Mirabel and Mrs. Fainall supplies new revelations. Mirabel and Mrs. Fainall were lovers. She married Fainall just as to cover for her affair with Mirabel. Mirabel has confided to her the details of a plot by which he hopes to win Melamine. He has arranged a marriage between his servant, Wetwell, and Foible, Lady Wishfort's maid. Wetwell is to appear as Mirabel's uncle and pay court to Lady Wishfort. When she consents to marry him, Mirabel will disclose the truth, offering her the means of escape, that is, the proof of a former marriage, which he has already obtained in the first act, on the condition that Lady Wishfort consents to Mirabel's match with Millamant and half of her fortune. Mrs. Fainall approves this plan. Millamant now makes her first appearance, accompanied by Witwoud and her maid Mincing. She is thoroughly aware of her own charm and her power over Mirabel. She toys with Mirabel's love at the same time that she returns it. She is apparently quite prepared to go along with Mirabel's plot, which Foible has revealed to her. This is a clear indication that in the end she intends to have Mirabel. The contended newlyweds, namely Wetwell and Foible, come to inform Mirabel of the progress of his plot. Foible has told Lady Wishfort that she will see Sir Roland and show him her ladyship's portrait and that he is certain to admire it. Foible admits to having told Millamant of the plot. Mirabel is pleased with Foible's loyal service and gives her money. Foible, hoping that Mrs. Marwood has not seen them together, rushes back home to Lady Wishfort, while Wetwell looks forward to assuming the role of Sir Roland. So this is the brief summary of the second act. Now, if we critically analyze this act, we find that in this act, the tensions between the characters are exposed. Just as Fénal and Mirabel, presumably friends, engaged in a verbal duel that hid a real one, similarly, Mrs. Fénal and Mrs. Marwood now fence. There is a good reason for Mrs. Fénal and Mrs. Marwood not to trust each other. It is true that Mrs. Marwood is the mistress of Mrs. Fénal's husband. By the same token, she is in love with Mirabel, Mrs. Fénal's former and perhaps present lover. In this way, the female characters have been introduced to the audience. Ironically, the first two, Marwood, Mrs. Marwood and Mrs. Fénal, are both secret rivals for Mirabel's love, and both are involved with Fénal. The one is unhappily married to him, the other, as we are to learn, is his mistress. This conversation reveals Marwood's taste for intrigue as she tries to trap Mrs. Fénal into confiding in her. Mrs. Marwood's cynical attitude towards love and marriage is similar to Fénal's, and Mrs. Fénal is shrewd enough to perceive her friend's insincerity. She is quick to observe Mrs. Marwood's reaction at the mention of Mirabel's name. In spite of herself, her feelings for him are still strong enough for her to want to destroy his happiness in revenge for her own misfortune. In spite of the vehemence of her attack on man and marriage, Mrs. Marwood cherishes a secret longing for the security which marriage brings. The encounter with Fénal emphasizes the coolness which exists between the married couple. Alone with Mrs. Marwood, Fénal is openly antagonistic, but she is a mage for him. In his anxiety to keep their relationship a secret, he becomes ridiculous. Mirabel, on the other hand, shows far more tact and sympathy in handling his former mistress, now Fénal's wife. We learn the reason for her unfortunate marriage and that it was Mirabel's idea. To calm her discontent, he reminds her of a remedy known only to the two of them, the secret of which will be revealed at the end of the play. To show the respect he still feels for her, he confides to her his plan to marry Miss Millamant, which she surprisingly approves. Millamant makes her first appearance in a dramatic manner, which at once justifies to us her reputation as a young lady with many admirers. Mirabel's enthrallment is understandable. Her fortune is incidental to her fascination. Along with him, Millamant demonstrates her power over Mirabel. Though he is a willing slave to her charms, as his courteous manner shows, Mirabel is equally considerate in his manner towards the servants. Though he jokes with them about marriages of convenience, he is determined that the money he gives Foible will not be squandered by her new husband. Once again, the theme of profit occurs in connection with marriage, proving that even the lower classes are not free of such mercenary considerations. Thank you.